From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Usain Bolt has done it again.
World record 19:30.
Today, the Jamaican sprinter won the 200 meters in world record time. That's after he cruised to a gold medal and a world record on Saturday in the 100 meters.
With today's sprint, Bolt became the first male track athlete to win both the 100 and 200 meters during the same Olympics since Carl Lewis did it in 1984. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Bolt's double triumph couldn't come at a better time for the sport.
It would be sacrilege to say, Michael Phelps, step aside. How about Michael, could you make some room up there? Because what Usain Bolt has done in a total of 28.99 seconds, that's his 19.30 in the 200 and 9.69 in the 100, is as significant in track and field as 8 gold are in swimming. At the very least, the Beijing Olympics in week 2 have found a dazzling remedy for their post-Phelps hangover. What happened during those 19.30 seconds Wednesday was significant. His 100 meters race already is Olympic legend for the way Bolt clowned around near the end of the race. Although amazed, track purists were a bit offended by Bolt's antics, spreading his arms wide before the finish and pounding his chest, looking around. Wednesday, the purists were happy. Bolt grabbed the lead at the top of the stretch and blew away his competitors. This time, when he pulled ahead, he gritted his teeth and then leaned across the finish line. He glanced to his left, saw the time, and then spread his arms, a look of wide-eyed ecstasy on his face.
This world record means a lot to me because I've been dreaming of this since I was like, yeah, so it means a lot more to me than actually the 100 meters.
Bolt said the 200 has been his love since he was 15, which means it's been easier for the laid-back Jamaican to put in the effort that paid off Wednesday.
Last year, I did a lot of work, technique work-wise, on my 200, so everything just came together tonight, and I just blew my mind and blew the world's mind.
And perhaps his opponents as well. Bolt now is in that Phelps category where those lining up against him have to think, even though they'd never admit it, that they're racing for second place. And maybe that was why the guys who did finish second and third, Chirandi Martina of Netherlands Antilles and Wallace Spearman of the U.S., ran so hard they strayed from their lanes. That meant both were disqualified, and it gave Americans Sean Crawford and Walter Dix the silver and bronze medals. When Crawford spoke to reporters after the race, it was still being sorted out.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so Wallace Spearman, they said Wallace Spearman stepped out. Second place got stepped out. Well, hopefully, I hope Usain stepped out too, so that means I'd go home with the gold. Not the way I wanted to go home with it, but if two people stepped out, hey, that's a gold medal for me.
Sorry, Sean, Usain Bolt was straight and true. Crawford won the 2004 gold medal in this event. He's seen track and field battered in recent years by doping scandals. Crawford says Bolt, with his Jamaican breeziness and devastating speed, has offered people a different image of track.
I mean, he came out, he added spirit to the sport. He danced for us in the introduction, he danced for us at the end. He put on a show to me. To me, I feel like him in athletics is just like Michael Phelps in swimming. I feel like he raised the bar for us as the sprinters.
After his victory, Bolt jogged around the track wrapped in a Jamaican flag and serenaded by a recording noting his 22nd birthday on Thursday. 22 means he's still several years away from his prime, a frightening thought for opponents, a wonderful thought for track fans, and a huge opportunity for those who run the sport at the elite level to take it off life support. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.